common enough thing to focus on, corruption in South Africa. A very important organization, Corruption Watch, have released their 2020 edition of their analysis of corruption trends. Malusi Nkala joins me now, author of the report and a researcher for Corruption Watch. Malusi, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
Okay, key trends. What's new and what's depressingly still present?
Well, it's quite bleak in that, you know, in this edition of the ACT report, as we call it, it's an increase of approximately 400 reports more than what we had last year. So it takes the tally to approximately 2,000 whistleblowers during the period of the 1st of January until the end of June.
2,000?
Yes.
And that's only for half a year?
Yes, for half a year.
Boy, I'm tempted to do the number per day, but it's well over 10 per day. Okay, and within that, more of these reports, but is that not necessarily a good thing, because that means more people are blowing the whistle?
It's a good and a bad thing. It's good because, you know, we're always encouraging whistleblowing because we want people to be vigilant and to hold those who are in power to account, because ultimately these are the people that are abusing that power. It's a bad thing because the people that come to us actually feel the brunt of corruption and they are adversely affected by what's actually happening in their communities.
Anything else within the bulk number? Any trends? Any developments or particular types of corruption?
Yeah, so over 55% of these reports were recorded during the lockdown period following the COVID-19 blow. And the leading areas, it's corruption in the South African police force was 13%, followed by local municipalities, schools, traffic departments, licensing departments, which all each one has 5%, and the health sector accounts for 4% of the reports received.
Now, what's that number again on police? That sounded very disturbing.
13%. It's the second time around that actually police is the leading category in this report.
Okay. Do you draw any conclusions from that? Are they different types of corruption, or is it the obvious thing of bribery?
So for the police, it's bribery and abuse of power, because the way we read it, that there's a linkage between the two, where the issues of police confiscating, at least during this period, goods belonging to informal traders and seeking bribes if people want to get them back. So that's a common thing. And, of course, the brutality that we all are aware of following the coverage during that period. And then, of course, there are issues of procurement. That's in local government as well as in schools. And, of course, there's issues of misappropriation of resources where there's theft and embezzlement of funds that are owed to the people.
How do you measure this? How do you become aware of each of these incidents?
So our model is that we encourage members of the public to report incidents of corruption. And quite often people come to us having failed if they've maybe even the police won't take their cases seriously, or maybe the police want to protect each other, or other various agencies and institutions of the state not really taken seriously. So then people come to us asking for assistance because they see us as their last vestige of hope.
So these are all reports that come to you directly. You haven't researched these and sourced them proactively.
No, well, we've investigated them and we have classified them accordingly according to our definition of corruption. And some of them we have actually forwarded to the officials.
And Corruption Watch is an organization. Explain the structure. Are you an international organization? Is this a South African operation? And how are you funded?
Yes, we are the South African chapter of Transparency International, which is a global movement. And we rely on public funding and, of course, donors who actually support the work that we do.
Do you get any response? You say you notify the authorities. Do they prick their ears up when they hear you're coming, or do you feel it just gets put in the bin or in a bottom drawer?
Well, I mean, you know, usually we will we'll form part of anti-corruption forums. We are part of some of those with law enforcement and some departments in government. They make promises, but, you know, it's one of those things. It's a wait-and-see approach that we take. But we also then remain vigilant and hope that these cases will be taken seriously and be resolved at the end of the day, because people need that.
Malusi, thank you for your time. Do appreciate it. Malusi Nkala is the author of the report for Corruption Watch. He's a researcher at Corruption Watch. That's the analysis of corruption trends. 2,000 whistleblower incidents with Corruption Watch in 6 months alone, and many of them connected to the police, and many of those connected to the pandemic.